cut him off. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As you recall, those shocking Acorn videos showing those community organizers appearing to be cool with a child prostitution plot prompted the House of Representatives to give overwhelming approval to a bill called the Defund Acorn Act. Let me quote part of it. It says, the federal government is prohibited from funding, quote, any organization that has been indicted for a violation under any federal or state law governing the financing of a campaign for election for public office, any organization that has filed a fraudulent form with any federal or state regulatory agency, unquote. Well, that pretty much would cut off Acorn's federal funding if charges end up being filed. But even more interesting is that this language would pretty much cut off funding for a lot of federal contractors like Boeing, which, among other things, violated the Arms Export Control Act and illegally negotiated a big Air Force tanker contract. Then there's Lockheed Martin, whose rap sheet includes kickbacks, deliberately inflating prices, arranging sexual favors for South Korean officials, and in the case of Kenneth Phelps, who ran their political action committee, wire fraud. Now, the amount of federal money that went to Acorn was $53 million over 15 years, which is significant, but it won't exactly balance the federal budget. However, that's the genius of this bill, because if it stands as written and it doesn't just apply to Acorn, well, cutting off Boeing and Lockheed would have saved $58 billion in 2007 alone. America is solvent again. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.